Welcome. In this lesson, you'll build a compact, stock device FX Return in Ableton Live 12 inspired by Jubei's sound system approach, a Jubei Ableton Live 12 sound system FX blueprint with DJ-friendly structure. The idea is one DJ-ready return track that gives long washes, tight dub delays, stuttered breaks, and a clean, bass-safe workflow. Everything will be mapped to performance macros and prepared with simple dummy clips so the rack is immediate and usable in a live or DJ-style set. Lesson overview. We'll create a single return called FX sound system using only Live stock devices. It will include a low cut pre-send, an echo dub chain, a large reverb chain, a filter wash chain, a beat repeat stutter chain, and a dry chain. You'll map 5-6 macros for DJ-friendly control, FX mix, echo feedback, reverb size slash decay, filter cutoff, bass kill, and an optional stutter on slash rate. Finally, we'll add dummy clips to automate macro movement for on the fly builds, wipes, and tails. Before you start, an important note: keep the exact phrase, Jubei Ableton Live 12 Sound System FX Blueprint with DJ Friendly Structure visible in your project name or description so you can recall this preset later. Step A: create the return and routing basics in Session View. Create a return track and rename it FX Sound System. Make sure the tracks you want to affect have their sends enabled. You'll send channels into this return rather than placing heavy FX on each channel. Step B: pre-send low-end protection. Drop an EQ8 at the top of the return. This protects subs from being smeared by reverb and delay. Set a gentle high pass around 4080 Hz with a slope in the 612 dB/octave range. Keep this EQ active at all times. It's your first defense against mod and speaker stress. Step C: build the FX chain inside an audio effect rack. Add an audio effect rack on the return track. Open the chain list and create chains named Echo Dub, Big Reverb, Filter Wash, Stutter, and Dry Pass-Through. This chain-based approach is DJ-friendly because you can isolate or blend flavors quickly. Step D: Echo Dub Chain. In the Echo Dub Chain, drop Echo. Start with sync set to 1/4 or dotted 1/4. 1/4 gives tight dubs, dotted 1/4 gives rolling DNB style repeats. Set feedback around 30-60% and map this to a macro. Use Echo's internal filters, HPF around 200 Hz and LPF around 8K Hz. Lower resonance for warm repeats. Set chain dry/wet around 30-50% and control overall wetness with the FX mix macro. After Echo, add a glue compressor lightly to glue repeats, then a saturator with soft drive for character. Step E: big reverb chain. In the big reverb chain, drop hybrid reverb or reverb. Set size to large and map size and decay to a single macro. Decay between about 2 and 6 seconds depending on how long you want tails. Raise the reverb low cut or low frequency EQ to about 200 Hz to prevent sub wash. Use a small predelay, 10 to 30 milliseconds, to keep transient clarity. Add a gate after the reverb if you want the option to chop long tails. Step F: filter wash chain. Put auto filter on the filter wash chain. Choose a low pass 24 dB slope and give a small drive for warmth. Map filter cutoff to a macro so you can sweep the wash across all chains. Optionally, add echo or grain delay after the filter for extra texture. Step G: stutter chain. Add beat repeat on the stutter chain. Use interval values like 1/4 or 1/8. And map the interval or grid to a macro for quick tempo variation. Set chance between 20 and 60% and use tight grid values like 1/32 or 1/64 for fast stutters. Follow beat repeat with a gate or compressor to tighten dynamics. Step H: dry chain. Create a dry chain that passes the original tone unaffected so you can blend FX versus source. Step I: macro mapping for DJ-friendly control. Show the macro view and map the following. Macro 1, FX mix. Control overall wet slash dry. Map either each chain's volume or individual device dry slash wet values so this knob controls the perceived send wetness. Macro 2. Echo feedback. Map echo's feedback parameter with a safe min slash max range. Macro 3. Reverb size slash decay. Group both size and decay to one macro so they move together. Macro 4. Filter cutoff. Map auto filter cutoff and any delay slash reverb filter cutoff so the sweep affects all delays and reverbs together. Macro 5. Bass kill. Either map an EQ8 low shelf cut to reduce 6120 Hz by 612 dB or create a dedicated bass kill chain that engages a steep low cut. This keeps subs intact during big washes. Macro 6 optional. Stutter on slash rate. MapBeat repeats device on control and an interval slash grid parameter so you can toggle stutter and adjust rate from one control. When mapping, set sensible min slash max ranges. For example, make echo feedbacks minimum around 10% and maximum around 65% to avoid runaway feedback. Step J. Create dummy clips for live control. Create an audio track named effects clips. Make loop clips for each performance move. Echo build, big wash, filter sweep, stutter slice, kill bass, etc. In each clip's envelopes, choose the audio effect rack and select the macro target you want to automate. Draw automation curves that rise over the clip length, 4, 8, 16, or 32 bars depending on the move. Set clip launch quantization to 1 bar for tight timing or none for instant triggering. Label clips clearly and keep the names short. Step K. Performance workflow tips. Use send knobs on individual tracks to start sending material into the FX return. This keeps channel processing minimal. Trigger dummy clips to automate macro movement for big transitions and builds. To let a tail play after you cut a track, stop the track, but keep it send up. Then either lower the send or use bass kill to keep sub safe. Save the rack as a preset and include the exact phrase Jube Ableton Live 12 Sound System FX Blueprint with DJ-friendly structure in the name, so you can load it quickly. Common mistakes to avoid: don't send full sub frequencies into reverb slash delay, you'll get mush. Use the EQ8 high pass and bass kill. Avoid echo feedback near 100%, it can run away. Start around 30-60% and map feedback to a macro with capped max. Don't map too many unrelated parameters to one macro. Keep controls purposeful and predictable. Label dummy clips. In a live set, you need clear names to trigger confidently. Always save the rack. Recreating it each session wastes time. Pro tips: use chain volume and chain selector to either blend or instantly switch entire FX flavors. Map major macros to MIDI controller knobs or buttons. Put FX mix and bass kill on easy-to-reach controls. For long tails you want to preserve, consider resampling the return to a new audio track. Record the tail and then fade the resulting audio for absolute control. Keep bass kill within reach so you can preserve the dancefloor's sub-energy while still throwing massive top-end washes. Map Echo's internal filter cutoffs to the same filter cutoff macro for consistent sweeps across devices. Place a glue compressor or limiter at the end of the rack set gently to avoid sudden jumps when macros are triggered. Mini practice exercise. 30 minutes. Create one return track and add EQ8 with HPF at 5080Hz. Add an audio effect rack with two chains, Echo Dub, Echo Saturator Compressor and Big Wash Reverb. Map three macros, FX Mix, Echo Feedback, Bass Kill and EQ8 cut around 80-120Hz. Create a 4-bar dummy clip that automates echo feedback from 10% up to 70% over the clip. Send a drum loop to the return and launch the clip to hear the build. Save the rack as Jube Sound System FX Blueprint. Recap: you've built a Jube Ableton Live 12 Sound System FX Blueprint with DJ-friendly structure, a single send return audio effect rack using only stock devices, with low-end protection, echo and reverb chains, a filter and a stutter flavor, and mapped macros for immediate performance. Use dummy clips and MIDI mapping for reliable, repeatable FX moves. Save the rack and test it on bass, synth and break loops so you know how each macro affects the mix in a live set. Final checklist before a gig: save the rack with the exact phrase and a version number. Load the rack into your live set and test with the actual tracks you'll play. Map macros to your controller and color code or label them. Create and label 6-10 dummy clips covering build, wash, cut, stutter and sub-preserve moves. Run a short soundcheck focused on sub-handling. Engage bass kill and test long washes. Keep the mindset: treat an FX return like a single effects rig on a physical sound system, designed for clarity, repeatability and safety. Protect the low end. Map for fast decisions, and make your macros and clips so that your hands and eyes always know what will happen next. That's the blueprint. Go build it, save it, and practice until the moves are second nature.